Section 18. Carrying passengers and cargo. Before carrying a passenger or large loads, know how both could affect motorcycle operation. Extra weight changes the way the motorcycle handles, the way it balances, the way it turns, the way it speeds up and the way it slows down. Passengers that weigh less than the operator impact operation less than those who are heavier. Passengers. Guidelines to follow in carrying a passenger or cargo. Check the motorcycle for adequate passenger carrying equipment. Instruct passengers before starting. Adjust tires and shocks to account for the passenger's weight. To carry a passenger, the motorcycle must have a proper seat. The seat must be large enough to hold the operator and passenger without crowding. Operators should not have to move any closer to the front of the motorcycle than normal. A passenger should not hang over the end of the seat. Foot pegs. The passenger must have a set of foot pegs. Without firm footing, an operator and passenger can both fall off. Protective equipment. A passenger must have the same type of protective equipment as the operator. Instructing passengers. Never assume any passenger knows proper motorcycle etiquette or rules of conduct. Provide complete instructions before starting. A passenger should be told to get on the motorcycle only after the engine has been started. Sit as far forward as possible without crowding the operator. Hold the operator's waist, hips, or belt tightly. Keep both feet on the pegs at all times, even when the motorcycle is stopped. Look over the rider's shoulder in the direction of turns and curves. Stay directly behind the operator, leaning when the operator leans, in the same direction. Avoid any unnecessary motion. Riding with a passenger. When carrying a passenger, the motorcycle will respond more slowly. It takes longer to speed up, slow down, and turn. Heavier passengers and lighter motorcycles take longer to maneuver at these times. To adjust for added passenger weight, operate at a somewhat slower speed, particularly on corners, curves, or bumps. Begin to slow down earlier than usual when approaching a stop. Allow a greater following distance and keep more distance from vehicles on either side. Look for larger gaps whenever crossing, entering, or merging in traffic. If possible, warn passengers when starting, stopping quickly, turning sharply, or riding over a bump. Otherwise, talk as little as possible when in motion. Load and cargo. A motorcycle is not primarily designed to carry cargo. However, small loads can be carried safely when properly positioned and fastened. Check the motorcycle owner's manual for information about carrying cargo. Keep the load low. Place the load next to the seat or place it in the saddlebags. Do not pile loads against a sissy bar or other back seat frames. This will change the center of gravity, disturbing the balance of the motorcycle. Keep the load forward. Place the load over or in front of the rear axle. Anything mounted behind the rear wheel can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause wobbling. Distribute the load evenly. When using saddlebags, make sure they are loaded equally. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to pull to one side. Secure the load. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords or ropes. A loose load can catch in the wheel or chain. If this happens, the rear wheel may lock up and cause the motorcycle to skid. Check the load. Check the load every so often when stopped. Make sure it has not loosened or moved.